Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Games Afoot, where gaming means business. This is the show that focuses on the gaming industry in its many forms and people who've turned their love of games into a profitable pastime. I'm George Brooks, and in this episode, we look into escape rooms. If you're unfamiliar with escape rooms, these are games which lock players in themed environments, everything from haunted houses to futuristic space stations, and challenge them to find clues and solve puzzles to get out before time expires. Now, most sources credit Japan with originating the concept, but it's spread worldwide. There are now over 4,000 escape rooms across the globe, with more than 100 just in Southern California. Today, we have Steve Daswani from The Amazing Escape Room, which is located at 16933 Parthenia Street, Suite 100 in Northridge. It's right at that Northridge-North Hills border. And he's going to talk with us today, share a little bit about escape rooms themselves, the different types, why and how he got into it, and what sets his establishment apart from some of the others that you may have experienced. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, George. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and I'm really glad that you actually answered your phone when I called, because I actually went to the building and I spoke to two very nice gentlemen there and ask them about having someone come on the show, and I was told to call you. They gave me your number, so I was very glad that you answered the phone, and we were able to correspond and schedule this today. So thank you for showing up.
And I'm real glad you got me out here, my friend.
All right. So for the listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself, some of your background, business experience, how you ended up here in not just with the escape room, but actually in California.
I basically moved out here from Indonesia in 1981. Wanted to try something different, move somewhere else, and I decided to move out to California. And it's been a wonderful journey. Tried quite a few different things. And the best thing about California was, I mean, you could do anything as long as you do it right, you can get it done. I've tried a few different things. I was in the Beanie Baby business, and I realized that whatever is trendy, that's where I want to be at.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you always want to be within a business that is going to turn a profit, and if there is high interest in that, that's where you want to be, you know? So
exactly.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So after that, what did you do?
Then when there was a gold boom, me and my partners got into the We Buy Gold, and we had quite a few stores. I had 28 of them out here, and my partners had over 300 of them around the country.
Okay. That's interesting. I always wondered how those places worked, because I know that the price of gold per ounce
fluctuates.
So it's like if you go to sell your gold chain on Tuesday, it may not be worth as much as it was last Friday. So
I mean, normally that's not such a big change. And remember, the jewelry we wear is not 24 karat pure gold. It's either 10 karat, 14 karat. So there are different ways of calculating it. I think we'll get to that the next time in the gold. But as far as how I got into the escape games, I had gone to visit my partner in Atlanta, and he told me there was a new concept about this escape game room he had out there. And we decided to go out there and didn't know what to expect. But when we went there, I mean, it was pretty amazing to see, like, how smart they were to get people involved in it. And we basically had to work together as a team and escape the room. My partner is a very intelligent person. He said, hey, you know what? I think this is something good we should do. And that's where we started.
Very, very cool. So, as far as escape room go, like you said, it encourages teamwork. They have to work together as a unit to solve the puzzles and so forth. As far as preparing the puzzles themselves, that must take an awful lot of work as well. Because you don't want to make it too easy, because then the challenge is gone. But you don't want to make it too challenging, because then people get frustrated and don't want to come back. So,
yeah, and actually, believe it or not, we do have escape room designers. Now, we've got quite a few locations around the country. I think we've got about close to 30 altogether. Now, we have the amazing escape room, and we have also another branch, Mastermind, which is the high end of escape rooms.
Okay.
We do have our own designers who come up with the ideas of what kind of rooms we want. Out here, the ones we have, all our rooms are family friendly. That's what we wanted to do. And the amazing part is, like, we have had a group of people coming in with a child of 7 years old, with a great grandfather in the 70s, and they were all in the room, and they all had a great time doing the having the experience.
That's impressive, because I know, not from my own personal experience, but I've had friends who have gone to do escape rooms, because there's a few in the area, and it has tended to be more along the lines of like the haunted house or murder mystery or something along those. So by you and your partners focusing on making it family friendly, so you can have the family group from 7 to 70 working together. That's really brilliant, because, you know, everybody in the family likes to be included. And I know for my own, because I have children, they don't like being left out of things when they get sent to the babysitter and daddy goes out and does something else. They're not real happy about it. So the concept of a family-friendly escape room where everybody can participate and have fun and work together is definitely unique and probably very needed within the business.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why this got me really interested, because I thought this could bring people together, especially families. I mean, nowadays, everybody's busy doing their own things. Mm-hmm. But if we find something that they all can come together and enjoy. Now, it doesn't only have to be a family. We do a lot of corporate events, team buildings, and it brings the whole team together. They have to work together to be able to escape.
Okay. So you said that, you know, you got into doing the escape room because you talked to your partner and he's like, you got to try this. And you guys did, and you enjoyed it and decided to go into business with it. I noticed from looking at your website, this is the first one, at least the first amazing escape room that you have on the West Coast.
Correct.
Why? What made you choose the San Fernando Valley? Why this location? Because, like I said, most of the other ones that I know, there's a couple in Sylmar, but most of them are downtown LA, Koreatown. Like, what made you specifically say we want to be right there in the San Fernando Valley?
Well, we were not looking for like more of a commercial. We wanted to look for something that people friendly, with families around you. And again, we have a lot of colleges out here.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation, they enjoy this kind of stuff. And I think San Fernando Valley needs a kind of attraction. You don't have to go far to LA and have all those stuff. We can have fun out here. And I thought this would be a great idea. And it's working good. Thanks God.
That's great, because you said there are a lot of, it's a way to kind of unplug, because I know young people, I have a 3-year-old, I can't get her off her tablet, and then, you know, you have the teenagers with their phones, and even young adults, even some older adults with their phones, just everybody's all into their electronics, so it's close, it's family oriented, And it allows you to unplug for 60 minutes and just work together, physical interaction, family interaction. You're not stuck with your face in a screen. Because even the room that you guys have, the office, where you're basically trying to break into your boss's office and delete an email so you don't get fired, it's still, you're working together. Even though there's a computer involved, you're still working together. You're not stuck on the computer. So I think that's a fantastic concept. And I'm glad that it's working out well for you. So tell us about the escape rooms themselves and the different themes. We touched on the office, but I know you have other rooms there. So.
Oh, yeah. We have five different themed rooms, and they are in different difficulty levels. I'll start with the easiest one. Even when I say the easiest, the escape rate is around in the 30% range. So maybe 3 out of 10 groups normally make it out. So we start with the Starlight Lounge. That basically the theme is there's been a murder that has taken place in the Starlight Lounge. This is in the 70s. And the cops thinks that they know who the murderer is, who committed it. It's the owner of the club, but they do not have any proof. And he is leaving the country within 60 minutes. So they have asked you to infiltrate his back room to find out proof that he's committed the murder. And before he leaves the country and he's out of their reach. So that's our first room, the Starlight Lounge. Then,
so it's mostly going through his office, finding clues, gathering evidence to try to prove that he committed the murder so that they can go pick him up before he leaves on a plane.
Correct.
Okay.
And be out of reach of the authorities. Then we also have, after that would be the Roaring Twenties. Roaring Twenties has been our oldest room. That's one of the first rooms we open. We have made slight changes here and there, but the concept has been there. It's one of our most popular rooms. People ask, how often do you change the rooms? Now, we only change the rooms if we see there is not as much demand anymore. So, and we get the feedback from our customers, from our guests. So Roaring Twenties has been one of our most popular rooms. So that's the oldest room. Basically, the idea there is like you, there was a, in the 20s, you were not allowed to go to clubs and stuff. But there used to be the speakeasy clubs.
Because of Prohibition,
Prohibition. You go into Al Capone's, one of his speakeasy clubs, and you hear the police sirens. They're coming out to catch people in the... And you have been pushed into his back room. Now, you thought you were going to be safe there, but it seems, as a matter of fact, it was a trap. You are locked in there, and you need to escape within 60 minutes before the cops come in and arrest you guys. Now, again, it may say 20s prohibition time, but there's nothing to do with alcohol. It's just the story. So, kids, there's... That's no problem whatsoever. Sorry. And then we have the office, which is one of our newest rooms. And that's been doing really well, too.
That seems like something most people can relate to, especially, like I said, nowadays with everybody being so into electronics. I know myself, there have been a few times where I have clicked send and went,
Oh no.
So that one I think probably does well because a lot of people can identify that. There's always that email, that text, something that tweet, whatever. Because, you know, like sometimes with Facebook, if you post something and you look at it, it doesn't look quite right, you can go in and edit it or you can erase it. And there's a chance nobody saw it before you got it out of there. But some of the other things, just once you click send, that's it. It's like, oh no, I can't believe I did that. So that concept, that one stuck out to me when I was researching and looking at your website, and I went, okay, you know what? That's a very cool idea. You've sent an email to your boss that can get you fired. You come into work. He's going to be an hour late. He's got a dentist appointment. Oh, yeah. Cool. I've got a chance to go in and get my email erased.
You and your colleagues go in there and break in and try to save your neck. Or your job, I mean.
That may be a little fantastic. I don't know if I've ever worked at a place where my colleagues would be willing to help me save my job.
Oh, come on, George. I'm sure you seem to be a nice, great guy. Your friends, you must be having a lot of friends. Your colleagues will want you to be there.
If anything, they'd probably triple lock the door to keep me out so I wouldn't get fired. Okay, after the office.
Then we have Escape Corporation X. That's basically that you and your friends have decide to participate in a program or research for a company, and you thought it's just going to be fun. They were doing some drugs, but you then realize that you are in a place, you don't know what happened, but you wake up in a place and it's completely locked. You are trying to escape, but you're having a tough time getting out of there. Now you have an hour to escape from there before you are stuck there for good.
Sorry. That's an interesting concept. I like that one because I have an acquaintance who does a lot of product testing, cosmetics, snack foods, beverages. They're constantly emailing her to, you know, do this, you know, $50 to try this skin lotion, or, you know, $100 to try this particular brand of beverage and try the different flavors and tell us what you think. So the concept of going through a drug test for a corporation and waking up in a room not knowing where you are and having to work together with the other people to escape, I've had that scenario run through my head when she has told me, oh yeah, I'm gonna go down to, you know, Thousand Oaks and participate in their snack food. They're like, well, what if the snack foods are horrible, or after the expiration date you get food poisoning? Like, I'm always thinking worst case scenario in situations like that because I don't want to be the guinea pig. I don't want to be the first person to try something. I want a few people to try it and like it and recommend it to me. So that concept is very interesting to me, that, you know, you sign up for a drug test and wake up in a room not knowing where you are.
And you want to get the hell out of that.
Exactly. Okay, and there's another room besides that. Yes?
Mystery of the Red Dragon. Now, that's our toughest room, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy it, but I normally tell anybody who's calling up to make reservations, people say, hey, which is your toughest room? I tell them you do not want to start with the toughest room. As a matter of fact, you want to start with the easiest room. If you don't, you'll get lost. Although we are there, we watch you. We have the game masters who watch throughout the game. We normally can give you up to 3 clues. So if you feel you're stuck, we'll help you. That we do not give the clues unless you ask for it. We may suggest, hey, do you think you might like to have a clue now? Now, but we are not, for us, the most important thing is we want people to have a great time. Mm-hmm. So if we see people are lost, we don't want them to be spending 15, 20 minutes on one puzzle and getting bored and just
getting
tired of it.
Yeah.
So we do help. For us, we do give more than 3 clues. As long as they are happy, we want to make sure they are happy. We have been lucky. We have got a great team. Everybody seems to enjoy what they are doing. They care for the public. And bottom line is, we want to make sure our guests have a great time. That's the most important thing.
Because if they do, they'll come back and they'll let their friends know, and their friends will come there. Word of mouth is one of the biggest helps in business. If people know that you have a good product and you work actively to make sure that the customers enjoy themselves and have a good time, they'll they'll come back, they'll tell their friends, they'll tell their family, word will spread. What were the reasons for choosing these? Because you said that when a room seems to go down in demand or popularity, mm-hmm. that's when you change the rooms. Who comes up with the you said you have game designers. They come up with the concepts for new rooms?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
then they have to bring them to you and your partners for approval? Okay. Do you have any concepts that you personally would like to try that you haven't yet? Or do you just kind of wait for the game designers to come to you and you go, yeah, that's a good one?
See, normally I would rather them do it because I'm just here for my looks, not for the... I don't have all those creativity, so I'm going to stick with what I'm good at.
Okay. So for our listeners... This sounds like something that's interesting to them, either as an activity for them and their friends or them and their family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe they decide they want to. Because I know myself, when I was a younger man, I worked in a haunted house in Orlando, Florida, and had a great time with mm-hmm. the costumes and the makeup and scaring people and stuff like that. So if someone wanted to work in one of your escape rooms, what skills would you necessarily be looking for in an employee?
The only one thing we require is you have to be a people person. You have to enjoy being with people. And besides that, I mean, everything is simple and easy. We train you completely to what to do, what to expect. It's not difficult at all. You have to be a person who enjoys being around people.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that, because as I stated earlier, when I went over there in person to try to get an interview, the people that I talked to were very nice, very friendly, didn't seem at all upset that I was there in the middle of the day by myself saying, hey, is there anybody I could talk to about coming on my radio show? Like, nobody seemed annoyed or anything like that. They were all very friendly, very helpful, and... They said, you're going to want to talk to Steve. Like, let me go ahead and give you his number. They gave me the number. They were like, call him, talk to him. He's the guy you want to talk to. So So you've got a good staff. At least the ones that I came in contact with, you got a great staff. They're very friendly, very people-oriented, made me feel very at ease. I didn't feel uncomfortable walking in the building, asking anybody a question. They were all very helpful. So is there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we wrap this up, or
you know what? I think everybody should try the escape games. Now, I'm not saying just strictly our rooms. There's so many out there, different escape games. Now, the ones we have is more family friendly, not scary. We don't have anybody jumping out on you or touching you, nothing like that. And what's good about this business, which I think is amazing, even if you have competition, it's a healthy competition. People who come to you are coming because you have a different themed room. All the rooms are different, so nothing is the same. And what I would like to do for your listeners, I'm going to have a special coupon code for them, and it'll be good till the end of April, April 30th. Okay. Use the code KPC25. And you will receive a 25% discount.
That's fantastic. Okay, so that's the Amazing Escape Room. They would go to AmazingEscapeRoom.com?
Correct. You can plug in that code, or you can give us a call, 818-893-6666, and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
That's fantastic. That's great. So just to recap, if you're interested in going, that's the Amazing Escape Room at 16933 Parthenia Street, Suite 100, Northridge, 91343. Like I said, it's on right near the corner of Balboa and Parthenia. Once again, the number is 818-893-6666. And the promo code is KPC for Pierce College Radio, KPC25. And that promo code that you can use either on the website or when you call is good through April 30th. So thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule, Steve, to come and sit with me. I appreciate it. I hope our listeners enjoyed the show as much as I did, and we'll check out your business. And until next time, thank you for listening. I'm George Brooks, and we'll Catch you on the next episode of The Games Afoot, where gaming means business.
Thank you.